The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, The Free National Movement, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Nassau Cruise Port, Prince Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Beautiful day, beautiful Thursday. Grateful to be in your company, chopping the thing down. Right, guys, I hope that you're prepared. I told you next week we're going to be able to do something very special called Stay Sober Bahamas. It's just a conversation with independents about where we are, where we're going, and how they see it. Had a great lineup for you. Great conversation. If you want to be able to be a part of it, I'm still available. To get your logo in the paper, to get all that information in the paper, to be able to talk about those things, please hit me up, 827-0111, 827-0111. As of Monday, we're going to start rolling that thing out, and the packages are, it's reachable. Talk to me. It ain't out of your reach. It ain't hard to stretch. I know it's summertime. You have to go on vacation, so forth and so on, and you got to put a churn back in school, but you still got to be able to promote your business. Especially you entrepreneurs. Get your stuff together. Give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Shout them out. Check them out. If you're in the market for insurance and you want to be able to take care of that thing for your Estes, your taxis, your jet skis, your liveries, all of those, you can be able to hit them up, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take good care of you. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Right there, they got everything for you. Just ask for Ethric Bo. He'll take very good care of you. I got to tell you, man, for the past few weeks, I wanted to do this. I was sort of enthusiastic about this this concept. And you know, the proprietor and I have been in significant conversations about the possibility of being able to do a little business. That's why, again, I got to do a little business. I got to go check out my things in Grand Bahama. Got to make some things happen. Some things are shifting. And we got to be able to find ourselves in proper footing. We don't want to be on shifting sand. Somebody texted me the other day, say, Howard, the foundation is on shifting sand. You need to stop it. The devil is a liar. But we are definitely finding ourselves rooted and grounded in our footing and understanding how do we fortify the body of what we build. We do that with Wharton Construction, MTS Bar, which is the fiber rebar company. This art development has everything. I told you guys about this. I'm always excited to talk about it. I told you art development can be able to assist you. artbahamas@gmail.com. Check that information out. Or frpbahamas.com, frpbahamas.com. You can find out more information from that particular standpoint. Or you can hit them up, 822-9527, 822-9527. It's Art Bahamas. He's going to be here with us, talking with us today about their vision, their concept, their ideas, this Avery Liborn. So we're going to be able to hold for that and dive into that conversation. I'm excited about that. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. Information's in there. Pintard, Grand Bahama Port Authority, is electricity regulator, the F&M leader against the rate increase for power company, right? More information's in there. Sweeting assures Eleuthera utility issues being addressed. I assure you, I won't get decent today. You know, we don't normally talk politics, but Sweeting, we had you in a win column. Clay, we had you in a win column and tell the people say they can't bid for weeks. We got to talk about this. We got to talk about this and find out more information. The Fox Foundation's in the papers today. Find out more information about that foundation back to school giveaway. The SBDC hands out $604,000 in grants to women business owners. Women business owners. I want to talk about this in decency and in order. And I'm hoping that none of you guys try to dress up to get a little couple dollars. The devil is a liar. Let's be Let's be decent about this. Let's be decent about this as we continue to talk about these things, guys. And you know, today is always a special day, right? Today is always a special day as we talk about this and we identify exactly what's what. We look at this and we touch the paper and we look through it and recognize a supplement. So the supplement's in the paper. Today is Thursday and the obituary is in the paper. Now, as you go through this, many of us who, you know, we haven't reached this kind of a crossroad yet. So we're going through it, looking at faces that may be familiar, people that we've seen, to kind of go through it just to say, oh my God, I just saw her 3 weeks ago. I can't believe, you know, this is what we do. But the fact of the matter is that there are persons out here that has to deal with the transition of a loved one. And if you're in that kind of a space, I always say to you, you know, that our hearts are always with you, and understanding that our brothers and sisters have passed away is a very, very important part of what we do here in this particular space, recognizing those persons. We extend to you an opportunity with our friends over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. If you are in that kind of a space and you are responsible for being able to capture the essence of your loved one, to put them down with class and style, to put them down with the life and try to preserve that sort of an image, even in that moment, I always tell you, reach out to my good, decent friends over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They're located on Ernest and York Street. They'd be more than happy to assist you. They do this professionally. They do this with love. They do this the best. Check them out, Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. Guys, like I said, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Grateful to do that. My brother in the studio with me today is none other than Avery Lightbourne, talking to us about this fiber rebar. You know, I've been dreaming about this. Wow. Let me tell you, I'm serious, man. Beyond the fact that you're sending me this stuff and I'm looking at it, I'm actually amazed at this technology. We look over Japan right now. There are typhoons. There are tropical depressions being formed. There's an earthquake for 3.4. And you start to think about your building structure. You start to think about how things are done in this particular space. Material that we've trusted, materials that we've depended on for a long time, which is the rebar, right? That's the traditional rebar, has been fortified and has been affordable for all those persons. You still got this thing going on until the end of August. Talk to me about it.
Yes, definitely. We still have our special going on, but I'd just like to say hello to my wife and my staff. They look for that, Howard, for me to say that. Templar, I love you, and take care of the kids. So we're running a special now because we know that the summer months, it's vacation, then there's back to school, right? And so there are also people have time off to build. And so we wanted to take an aggressive measure, making sure that this get into the hands of every Bahamian possible at a good cost. So right now, if you buy a bundle of fiber rebar, it's $106 in a bundle. And originally, singly, you get them at $24. You get them at $19.99 if you buy the bundle of 106. So $19.99, that's less than a dollar a foot, which is unheard of for a product that is going to be forever. It's a 20-foot length of bar. For $19.99.
I'm impressed with you. I know you want to talk with your product. I know you want to talk about those particular things, but I'm truly impressed that you found a product. You understand the marketing. You bring it out to the public. You let them know exactly what they can be able to retain from it. You've identified your profit margins and what you can be able to do. You've looked at the month and say, all right, some transitions need to happen. We're getting into the last quarter. We're in the second half right now. What do we do? And you have created a space where persons can get reduced. Cost. Reduced.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, this is A1, top-notch, first-class stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And Howard, the Bahamians deserve it. What you do in a situation like mine is you care first. You care. So that's how I was able to think about all of the different avenues that we have to look at for this product to get in the hands of the Bahamian people. First of all, you have to care. So do you care enough to bring down your profit margins, right? Is it just about a money grab? And if you're doing a money grab with a product like this, then you're only looking at a niche market. And that's fine if you want to do that. But my thing was, if it can get into the hands of every person that has the ability to build or didn't have the finances, and you could get them that much closer, then you're helping our population with home ownership. And that's what it is.
Is the market big enough? Is there enough room? You know, our people to say, there's enough room for all of us to make some money. And then in some spaces, people will say, two of us can't live in this country, or two of us can't live in a city at the same time. Talk to me about how this is shifting the market, or whether or not persons, some people are always going to go traditional. There's just no two ways about that. And, but is there like a progression towards this? Talk to me.
Yes, there is. It has to be the education, though. The education has to happen, because we're depending on the persons who do our drawings, our builders, our engineers. We're depending on them as homeowners, and they are owners and customers themselves. So they would know. And so getting this in their hands, in the hands of the populace, depends on these persons who are building. Construction is booming in this country, right? Construction is everywhere on every island. I tell you no lie. And just by the calls that we've been getting, I know that it's happening. The key is to get them educated enough and comfortable enough with the product. And so we have to continue to educate. We have to continue to visit, let people feel, see, touch, and make it affordable, because price is the first attraction for I guess anybody that is building. Price is the first attraction. But this is what I say. If you're building your dream home with this product, it's an easy sell. If you're building your dream home, that dream is going to turn into a nightmare if you don't use the right products. And we've seen it time and time
again. It may not be right away, but eventually you realize that, oh my God, we did this wrong. Oh my God, I was trying to save a couple dollars here on this cheap window.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was trying to save a couple dollars here, and this thing swell up in my bell cost now. I got to go through this. It's going to cost me X amount of dollars.
Right.
And I ain't got it.
Well, that's
because now you're cheering in school.
Absolutely.
See, people ain't thinking about these things.
You call them cracking and your children going to school is always a big problem, because this is your home that you've built for the rest of your life. You're going to be there. Why not start right? We have the opportunity now. Whatever was in the past is in the past, Howard. We're moving forward into the future. We're talking technology that is sustainable. Well, we have the products here. And all I say is, make a push forward. If we're serious about climate change, we're serious about these products. They're green products. I'm following the momentum of the world and our government jumping on board of the message of the carbon footprint. And this tremendously, tremendously reduces the carbon footprint. The amount of building that is going on in construction, we want to collect on those credits. I say you go in this direction, you will get that much further and put a dent in the carbon footprint through our construction.
That's an amazing thing that you're doing that, man. I mean, so tell me, I know that we've spoken about this, but I mean, where's the heart in this all? Where, is this just innovation? Mm-hmm. Is this just one of those products that you've identified? I see one of my my very good friend, Antonio, who continues to be able to go over to China. I told you this. He looked at the product. He came on 1 week right after you came on, and he said, you know something? I never go, when I go to the China trade fair, I never go in the construction area. He said, that is an amazing product that your guy has, that is an amazing thing. And I think that he could make significant strides in the market, in the industry with that. So talk to me about that. Talk to me about where your heart was as it relates to the decision that you've made to be able to capture this material and introduce it to the Bahamian market.
Well, Howard, I know that I was going to be in this country because I didn't want to go and live anywhere else. And I don't have a college education, but I have enough education to get me by in this country with understanding, right? And so with my background and experience in the workplace, I'm a former police officer. I've done so many jobs here. I've moved here from Eleuthera from about 17, and I've been in so many different jobs in every industry. There's just so many industries. And what I always did was identify the problems, and I tried to fix the problems in those jobs. Sometimes you'll find that people are resistant against solving the problem. Excuse me. For whatever reason, a lot of people are resistant for solving the problem. I'm not going to get into the nuances of that as much as when I see a problem and it's going to benefit masses, not just myself. I'm never selfish when I'm thinking about a product to bring. It's not just about dollars and cents, where a lot of people say, well, Avery, it should be about dollars and cents. That's where it's at. That's a part of it. I had one of the best telemedicine products at one point in this country as an entrepreneur. I still think I do have that in my pocket as far as that. But that was because people needed it.
You're heavy in entrepreneurialism.
Well, definitely. I'm a serial entrepreneur.
This is what you do.
Yeah, it's gotten me in a lot of trouble. It has. I've traveled throughout the Caribbean to find investments. I've been to St. Kitts. I've been to Turks and Caicos. I've looked for investments wherever I could as an entrepreneur, just to find my way and experience and exposure. That's what's the key to finding the best idea. And so in my travels.
So what kind of light bulb went off when you saw this product?
The light bulb was the problem. The problem was the light bulb. I see the problem and then I see the solution. You have to find the problem. The only way you'll know that the solution will work is if you know what the problem is. And I found that the problem was people are spending their hard-earned money, their life savings. They're in a debt for the rest of their lives, along with their children and probably grandchildren, with this investment of a home. And to see it deteriorating right before your eyes and not being able to do anything about it because you have a little or no income for that maintenance, and that's our big problem. We could build the biggest houses in town if we have the money to do it, but it's what's going to happen in time. Even building the house right now, we're trying to make it affordable to build. You know, people say, oh, building is expensive. It could be. But if you look at the investment that you're making, $250,000, $300,000 homes that we're building, and then you look 7 to 10 years later, you're faced with a structural crack or something that you have to patch up. Mm. You didn't sign up for that. You want to live inside that home where if you want to change, now you could change it inside your home. You could change a tile, change some paint, you know, change a water faucet, these things, you know, you could change. But when you talk about that the foundation of your home that holds it up, the bones, that hold up the structure, it's a difficult process. I'll give you an example. There's a gentleman in Eleuthera, and a very impressive. He's an older, I guess, in his 50s, maybe, mid-50s. And he decided, you know what? I think I got about 40 more years in living. And so what I'm going to do is I want to sell it. I love this house. I have some money. I'm going to gut the whole house. I'm talking the belts. He's gutting the columns.
I'm more impressed with the fact of how much years he know he got. I need to figure out how he know that.
He got about 40 years.
He got 40 years. He's 50. Yeah.
He living in Eleuthera. So
he can be 95, almost 100.
Hey,
that's what his mind telling him.
Yes. His mind is telling him, at least when I leave here, whatever I leave behind, I can have it as a legacy for somebody else. We don't want to leave, like I said, we don't want to leave a liability for our children. We want to leave an investment, something that you invested in that is not going to give children problems. I could tell you right now, Howard, the main problem in our country right now when it comes to housing is deterioration. Finding the products that are going to last, finding the products that you don't have to, you spend so much money on and have to spend so much more money on maintenance. It's just a no-brainer, you understand? And I want to thank the contractors who believe in it because we have some contractors that are, they're not building the homes unless their client is using this product. They have already decided that this is where we're going. And some of them are saying no matter what the price.
Has anybody been able to convince their clients of the product and say this is a significantly important something to look at as sort of the next approach of what you need to do in building this beautiful home?
Well, I think the contractors have to buy into their clients' dreams. I think that's where it happens. And like I said before, in the beginning, you have to care enough, right? Because if I'm a contractor...
Just have you what you're saying, you know. Let me tell you why. Because I could have a particular dream and that could stick with me from I was 7 years old.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But different technology, different concepts, different ideas, approaches, things change, new things come out. And I could fortify my dream, but I don't know that because I'm constrained right. to what my dream was.
Right.
It takes someone with expertise.
Absolutely.
To say to me, I love this dream. Yes. I love this idea. Mm-hmm. But you know, we could strengthen this by being able to do boom, boom, boom.
Well, thanks to the Ministry of Works, they have made it possible. Even if you have a plan at this point right now. And like I said, everyone is trying to make it easier. I feel that everybody is buying into this when they hear about it. The Ministry of Works has set out to make sure that these products are in the buildings, right? Because they understand it. They've seen the technical data behind it. They've seen all of the proof of concept behind it enough to make them satisfied enough to approve it as an alternative building a building material. So you have a drawing that an architect, he comes in, he draws it up for you, specs it in for steel, and the engineer comes and approves it. But that same engineer, if you want to change out, I don't want to use steel because I know about this product. I know about FRP, and I want this inside my building. At least give them the opportunity to explore it. go down to the ministry, put on a signature note on the schedule, the reinforcement schedule. They put a note there that we'll be using FRPs rather than steel, and the ministry would approve it, and they sign off on it.
Is
and
this
the ministry
a discouraging process? Before we go get out of here, is this a discouraging process? Because a lot of people know how it is. Even if I try to get a license or my passport sometimes, that could be like a grueling thing. Is this a discouraging process, or is it like a 1, 2, 3 ease of doing business that they already have a structure set up for this transition to happen?
This is the ease of doing business. Now, I'm not going to get too deep into the engineering part, but there are some things that there are conversions that has to be considered, and the engineer of record would tell you that who looks over your plan. But this is not a hard process. The ministry is encouraging this, and I could tell you that they are. If you go down there and you ask for any one of those persons who have been to the to my seminars, you had the building controller there, his assistant was to. I had a number of persons from the ministry.
You know, I just was sitting down here thinking, I wonder if he does seminars and like educational forums for persons to be.
Absolutely. Last summer when everybody was on vacation, I had the public and private sector at a 2-day seminar that we held at Genesis Academy. And we had the public sector came in with a building controller and his team from the Ministry of Works came down, and they made sure that all of the persons that were available came and heard about these products. I had the CEO of MST Bar come down from Canada, who is the manufacturer. I also had the most important person, Mr. Richard Kuluski from the FRP Institute for Civil Infrastructure. This guy works with DOT, Department of Transport throughout the U.S. and Canada, and he puts a seal of approval on all factories that are manufacturing FRPs, fiber reinforcement polymers, right? So the FRP Institute for Civil Infrastructure, the president was here. He met with the building controller here at the seminars, and they talked it over. They went over all of the specs. They got all of the information they needed. It was a well-attended seminar.
So when you plan to do one again, because this is truly interesting, when you plan to do one again?
Well, it's all about timing. I have to get Richard's timing because he is all over the world. They just finished a seminar in Canada with FRPs. All through North America, they're going with these products. Now you'll see the trucks running through North America with FRPs stacked up to the to the mountain with this stuff. So we have the right approval process for these products. What we don't want to get caught up in is the honeymoon and products coming from everywhere and not being tested and vetted. And that is the fear of the whole industry. And that's why when people ask me about manufacturing, these products are tried and tested, and each one of the bars that come out of the factory has to be tested for its tensile strength and every other test that goes around anything with reinforcement. The same test that they have with steel, they get their testing for the FRPs. And the factory that does it is MST Bar. MST Bar is independent of the FRP Institute. So these are two different entities I brought. I brought the third-party company that has no bias with the manufacturer. What was recommended was the best manufacturer in the world right now in MST Bar.
Wow.
And so when you see other products coming out, I would say check it out, because there are some places that they're not approved for structural, meaning going vertical. There's a lot that are approved for slabs. So there's a number of companies only approved for slabs throughout the U.S.
That's my floor, second
That's
floor.
That's your floor, second floor. Just slabs. They can't go vertical. MST Bar is tested for going up vertical. At this point, they're up to 5 to 8 stories. I'm thinking they want to really, really temper this market, because the first incident happens, then it's going to go haywire. Oh, I told you so. So this is a real disruptor. It's a paradigm shift when it comes to construction.
So they're just trying to take it slow with this to be able to ensure that they could be able to measure it, to test it, to be able to show you the strength of the product as they move forward.
Right, because they're not going back.
Okay.
And so throughout America, I think 2 years ago, they passed a $1.3 trillion infrastructure bill because they said that...
Damn in the wall. Trump didn't use this material to build the wall.
I think Trump made a few...
Stop it. Bye. Bye. Give the people your number. Let them know.
603-4506. Call and get the special. 603-4506. You get your bundle. You save like $640 on the bundle. It's $24 originally, Elaine. You get it for $19.99. Please let them text you, man.
Somebody texted me. They said that I bought and used this product. It's a no-brainer. It's better protection on your investment, and it talks about your house cost. The house costs plenty of money, so you won't be able to make sure that you have these particular things. These people are using your product.
But there's so much advantages. Let's talk one little plug. Heat. Let's go. Heat goes and travels through that steel, right? So your house, hot. Because some people talk about, what about the heat and what about all of that insulation and stuff? You don't have to worry about a lot of that insulation anymore, because that heat is not traveling through that rebar. So now your house is cooler, and now you're saving
Saving money on energy.
On energy. Absolutely.
So the heat isn't in your wall no more?
No. Sustainability. I mean, not as much heat. I'm sure I could pass through the concrete, but the steel conducts. So as a conductor, this is a non-conductor of heat or electricity or anything like that. This polymer. And so I'm saying to you, it's so much more advantages. The advantages that I can talk about goes so far that I can't speak on the topics, because we're talking about lowering our insurance premium if I get a house that's going to last forever. But that's another topic for another day, right? I would get in trouble.
Give the people your number again one more time and your website so they can know they can reach you.
That's 822-9527. You can WhatsApp or call 822-9527. Tell Miss Lang you're calling about the special for August, or 603-4506. She's sitting by the phone lines right now, or maybe busy doing a quote. But I hope she's busy doing a quote. We are going to be running this special for the rest of the summer, right? So come now and come in. We could work out specials for you, deals. We want to get it in everybody's homes. That's the key, is to get it in all of my government people who go into the banks and stuff now to go purchase your low-cost home. You can dictate what goes in there as long as it's approved. And these products are approved on the market, ready to go, and I have tons of it.
And the number again, guys, so you can be able to reach out, 822-9527, 822-9527, or hit them up at 603-4506. That's Art Development with the Fiber Rebar MST Bar. This is absolutely beautiful stuff, man. The website, you want to be able to check them out, frpbahamas.com, frpbahamas.com. Avery, my brother, thank you so much for being able to sit here with us. We look forward to hearing more. Yeah. Fiber Rebar.
Well, thank you so much, Howard. And I'm looking forward to be back. Shout outs to my MST family up in
Canada.
Shout
outs to your wife.
Yeah,
she sounded like she take that chicken out. You better talk, call my name today. Because I wouldn't cook this.
Oh, Lord. I like eating.
What's your name? Templar?
Templar.
Templar, cook something for my guy. Praise God, in Jesus' name.
Love you, baby.
Guys, that's the show. Well, that's not the show. Well, we can take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Summer may be ending, but the party is just getting started at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss our Summerfest All-Star Bahamian Concert on Saturday, August 17th at the Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater. Enjoy electrifying performances by Abby, Sweet Emily, Elon Moxie, The Mighty Pencil, Chad Cawley and the VIPs, Lottie, and more. Best of all, it's free. Gates open at 4 p.m. Show starts at 6 p.m. Grab your crew, bring your vibes, and let's end this summer in true Bahamian style.
Color Red is on the move. F&M Fundraising Committee presents Red Splash Family Fun Day. It's all going down Saturday, August 17th at 11 a.m. until at Montego Beach. There'll be cash bar, conch fritters, grilled chicken, pork, steak, fried fish, and pancakes. Enjoy hoopla. There will also be a kitty cones, cotton candy, popcorn, hot dog, bouncing castle with music by DJ Tank. And there'll be a live band. So you don't want to miss Red Splash.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. We're going to hold for 2 seconds just now. What's his name? Ian's going to be in at 1 o'clock. So we get this one segment to be able to have a quick conversation, very quick. Okay, so let me just let you guys know again. Next week, we're going to be able to do something very special. Okay, so next week, we're doing this. I had a great conversation. So I'm going to tell you who we're talking to. So at the top of the week, we're going to be able to have all these shows already done. These shows are phenomenal. You're going to enjoy them. Okay, so at the top of the week, we spoke with Kareem Hanchil and Ali McIntosh. So that's the Monday show. The Tuesday show, you're going to have Lincoln Bain. Now talk to me. You're going to have Lincoln Bain. And then on the second hour, you're going to have Halsen Moultrie. It is a bananas show. I must tell you the truth. On Wednesday, we have ORG, the Organization for Responsible Governance. That's going to be with Vanessa Bethel and Stefan Evans, right? Matt Aubrey wasn't able to make it for that time, but we actually scheduled something to have a conversation in September, so we're looking forward to that. It was a phenomenal conversation for Wednesday show, right? Thursday, I'm still looking for guys. I've gotten some commitment. We're supposed to be able to have Ancient Chinese Secret. I try to be able to get Ian to come with me to be able to do our Thursday show. I'm still looking for sponsorship for you guys to sit with me for Thursday. Record that. If you're interested, please give me a call at 827-0111. 827-0111. Howard, we're interested in it. Please be a part of our sponsorship. I can take your logo, put it under what we're doing, and put that thing in the paper. I asked Dwight to put that in the paper so we can be able to get that done. So we're still looking for some things to be done on Thursday. Hopefully I don't have to play a rerun or recording on Thursday, but nonetheless, we're hoping that we can get that done, right? And our Friday show is McAlpine, right? So we McAlpine, and then I wrap up the show at the very end, right? So the first hour is McAlpine, which is a dynamic show, right? And then at the end of that, I sort of wrap it up. And we're doing that now. So the entire week next week is about Stay Sober Bahamas. Now, this is exciting for me because callers who actually called in and started to talk about this sort of an independent concept that says, oh, you got to go run independent. You got to start thinking, people got to start thinking independent and so forth and so on, gave me this understanding throughout the course of our conversation. We started to talk about sobriety. We started to talk about being able to be sober in our thinking. And how we've allowed our food, our minds, the things that we ingest, our issues, our trials, our tribulation, the fact that we're just trying to survive has placed us in this kind of a position where we have become drunk with occupation, external occupation, not purpose, just external busyness. We have become drunk with busyness, right? And for the decision that's need to be made in this country, not just saying nothing about the FNM, on the whole of the week, next week, you're not going to hear us have no significant conversations about what the FNM did, what the PLP did. But they're talking historically about the path that governments have taken. So this is what we're going to be talking about next week. Historically, we're going to be talking about the paths that governments have taken, the traditions that have shifted. More specifically, Halsen Moultrie started to talk about in the early 80s when the cabinet of the Bahamas expanded. It shifted the balance that we were looking for and the equilibrium in our country, right? I use words, but you'll get the gist of what he says, right? And he started to talk about after the cabinets became Gussie Mae cabinets. You remember these using this terminology. After they got to this expansive position with cabinets, it shifted the responsibility from the backbenchers and the executive leveraged a great deal of the autonomy and the strength. And so there was imbalance between the three steps within governments, right? So the executive, the legislative, the judiciary. And because the imbalance existed within the executive, a lot of persons, and then the executive continued to be able to absorb people, the backbenchers could not allow themselves to be able to make the kind of decision that they should have made for their constituency. So essentially what he started to talk about was the fact that the parliament has become a rubber stamp. Now, a lot of the time we say that the Senate is a rubber stamp, But he's saying that the lower house has become a rubber stamp. And simply because of the expansion that exists in the executive and everybody kind of getting into cabinet. He started to talk about the fact that if you look at the makeup of the PLP right now, the only person that's outside of that who haven't been given a significant position within the confines of the executive branch of government is Leslie. And he started to talk about how Leslie Miller Bryce, in her particular capacity, not necessarily being able to step over into the formality of government, she too, and then I touch this on, I say she too still has an allegiance because of the appointment that she's made because she's Her Excellency. And so just to be able to draw that kind of a conversation to you, that's going to be next week, Tuesday, with Halsen Mootree and Lincoln Bain. So Lincoln Bain, you know that he's also aggressive. We asked him about how it started. We asked him about this sort of a rebel rouser nature. We asked him about authenticity. We asked him about those things. And I thought it was a very good conversation. I enjoyed it, man. I might as well tell you I enjoyed it. I feel like we should do one of these a quarter, at least one series a quarter. That's four series a year. We've done one last year, but we went to Grand Bahama and being able to ask questions in Grand Bahama. And this year we're doing one also. Anytime I take a little 2-second break, I figure this is a good time for us to be able to identify those things and make it happen. Yeah, so the series is called Stay Sober Bahamas. And the SOBER stands for Strength, Opportunity, Balance, Empowerment, and Renewal. I think this is important, that we find our strength, that we identify the opportunities, that we reclaim and get back to the balance. However, we have to kind of amalgamate ourselves to get back to equilibrium and get back to balance, that we find the position and empower ourselves with the educational, with the tools, with the insight, and also that we renew, that we renew. And renew is a peculiar word, especially for those of us who have, who are in this faith, right? When the word of God starts to speak to us about redemption, when it starts to speak to us about renewal, when it starts to speak to us about revival, when it starts to speak to us about being born again, this is an implication that this had already existed at one point. And so when you say these words, you seek revival or restoration, but you neglect the fact to identify that this was where it was supposed to be in its original state. The true nature of this particular space, this thing, is that it was supposed to be productive, it was supposed to be progressive, it was supposed to be bright. But whatever diminished, whatever happened in this particular, it dulled it, and now it needs to be polished again. And I think we have to acknowledge that. We as a people have to acknowledge the fact that this sobriety that we speak of existed in our country before. You can't have a conversation about the general strike. You can't have a conversation about any of these particular things that happen in our country without clarity and understanding, allegiance to the fact that we were a collective at one point. And a lot of the times, you know, I start to kind of deduce within myself. I just ask myself, were we closely knit because we identified a proverbial monster? Were we closely knit and identify the Kraken over the hill? Did the quote-unquote boogeyman live over the hill? Because on the other side of the hill? Because when you came back over, when you had the Penny Saving Bank, when you had Wolford University, when you had Relentless ASUS, when you had Significant Community, when you had all of these nightclubs and nightclub owners and entrepreneurialism thrived in this space, when you had this collective understanding of one movement, was this as a result of knowing that our survival depends on us? Or was this, hey, listen, I might as well go with you guys because I definitely can't go over the hill. What was this that placed you in this kind of a position? That's it. What was this that placed you in this kind of a position? And I want to talk about that. So next week, we're going to dive deeper into that. We're going to chop those things down. And I'm asking you, man, if you're interested, please You can get your money back. You can get a bang for your buck. And I want as low as about $550 for the entire week. You get your name mentioned. You get your company mentioned. You could be able to see those things. We could start at that. Now we take it up to maybe three times that when we do it for the pro package, right? So, you know, I normally don't talk cash on the radio, but I just need you guys to know that, that this is something that we're doing for you. And we want you guys to be involved in what we're doing, all right? So please give me a shout. And let's find out more information about that. I'm excited about it. And if you want to be able to get more information about that, please, 8270111, 8270111. Don't waste time, though. Don't, Jesus Christ, don't call me on Wednesday. But Howard, y'all still got that. My baby doll, it's Wednesday. This then done. It's Wednesday. You didn't have 2 days. Yeah, but I didn't enjoy that, baby. I want, listen. Start now. Call me now. 8270111, 8270111. We can find out more information about that and be able to do that. Hopefully there's a call that someone won't be able to support. See who that is for me, please, right? 8270111. Be a part of what we're doing here. Let me see if I can read that. So it says, this is Howard. You said that C. Allen Johnson would be one of those interviewed for your Sober series. Is he not going to be included? Heard him today on radio, and he is soberly claiming that he's in his inside, right? Now, I won't do this. I also wanted to interview... I wanted to interview Brownville. He's not here, right? I wanted to interview... Andre Rawlings. I couldn't get him, right? I wanted to interview a lot of persons, right? But I couldn't get everyone. And he had so much time. And so I identified those persons committed to that. I made a lot of telephone calls. And I sent out a lot of letters. And people has hit you back late. No, this thing needs to be in the package. This ain't Bohemian time. We got to get this thing done. So I wasn't able to do that. But we're going to figure this out and try to be able to get these things done. All right? Let me take this commercial break, guys. Get the news and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
Attention pizza lovers! Marco's Prince Charles has the deal of the summer for you! Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10. You heard right, just $10! Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today!
This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time
and only at Marco's Prince Charles! This is a deal you don't want to miss because everything's better with Marco's!
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Now let me see now. 3-2 Hello. This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere, on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way it is important? So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral member. There isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Small Business Thursday. We're here diving deeper into it. You know that the second part of the show, we always dedicate this part to being able to hear from all the way from direct marketers in the house with us is none other than the do-rag wearing, swag carrying man of the hour, Ian Dolman!
Hey, I like that.
Did you run out of the tunnel?
I serious, man, Howard.
You should run out of the tunnel this time.
That's a good,
your hands up high.
That is a good, good introduction. Man, that's good, Howard. Hey, listen, your Bahamas. I gotta say what I gotta say. This is Ian Thomas.
Put the mic close to your mouth, please.
But listen,
people
Howard,
keep texting me, Howard, why can't I hear Ian properly? Because he already is swimming, and he put the mic close.
Oh, praise God. Hey, if y'all people had a video and see what I gotta deal with here.
I can take a picture.
Look at this mic.
Send it to the mic.
Look at this mic. Need a bedroom bully. This mic keep dropping, man. Stop laughing. Hey, man. Hey, Howard, man. Listen here. It is a wonderful, wonderful time to be here. And I'm so happy to get a chance to hang out here with you. Everywhere I go, like
praise
I keep
God.
Telling you, people always ask for you and about you. And I said, Howard.
As though you have me in your satchel.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, dude.
Where Howard?
I was like, dude. I see
he's
that guy,
not here.
I see that guy every once in a while. You see, Howard is be busy. He get busy, busy. Speaking about that, about people I haven't seen in a long time, that was a great thing. You know, I came in here, the lady downstairs in the reception area, she was like, Ian, why the long face? And I was telling her, you know, I've been out because ever since my best friend, ever since she got a job as a mime, I can't tell you the last time I heard from her. So that was a...
Get it. Go on YouTube, look for the thing up. The sounds that it is.
It's very cis house. Come on now, you got to knock it off, Howard. Listen, I got to get right into this, and we're going to be talking about some other stuff. Howard,
introduce
driving
yourself.
Here. Did I introduce myself?
You didn't introduce yourself.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about that. My name is Ian Thomas, and I am from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, e-blast, and everything else. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is,
please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. 552-0212. Call 552-0212. That's 552-0212.
Oh, Sookie.
You gotta cut that.
Hey, listen, your mind. Hey, I like that, boy. I like that. People stop me on the street and sing that to me all the time.
Really?
I seriously said it's catchy and so I can say, that's cool. So just write it down and just give me a call about any of the products or services you've heard me speak about. On the street?
Just out Did you have a small cup? Did you shake the cup?
Listen, I was just out there doing my thoughts. Like, hey, and I just wanted to introduce myself to the strip. Yeah, hand out my business card.
Like the Olympic girl, the breakdown. So you're the Olympic.
She was amazing. I loved her.
What was she doing? She's tripping.
I don't know if she... Do you think it was real?
No, it couldn't be real. And then I just read something that they say they will not have breakdancing in the 2028. So
she destroyed the entire thing. That's something else, but Howard. Hey, Howard, let me just go straight into this, man. Bayman Seafood Connection. I was driving you and they said, Ian, listen, you got to tell the people what's happening down here. I want you guys, you who love seafood, you might be changed your diet or anything like that. I just love seafood. I want you guys to go and check out Bahamian Seafood Connection. They want every house in the Bahamas to have the best seafood on the market and the freshest. And with that being said, they decided to have gigantic discounts. What? Bahamian Seafood Connection?
Bahamian Seafood Connection.
Bahamian Seafood Connection.
Where's this?
They're located on Fire
Trail Road.
So you can find them if you head west on Fire Trail Road towards Gladstone Road. They're immediately after your pass. Epic Battery and Tire, right there on the right-hand side of the street. Well, that's where Epic on the right, and they on the left. Okay, then. Yes. So if you're and look to your left, you'll see an orange plaza, and that's called Fire Trail West Plaza, and there you will find Bahamian Seafood Connection. They have all the freshest. And look here. You can go there.
They got some great salmon skinned.
You can go there and get that.
Yeah.
I think it's still $8.50 a pound. That's a great price. And if you just wanted it gutted, you can have it done like that, too. They're the number one seafood place in the Bahamas right now. You got to go check it out.
They got crab legs, too.
They got crab legs. Carry a crab leg. And it's a family-owned fish out.
I'm happy that you associated leg with that.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, my bikini bottom. What was I saying? Yes, they're family-owned fish house with so many different species of seafood to choose from. And basically 90% of residents here in the Bahamas, they love seafood. So, I mean,
who's these 10% that we're talking about? Oh, I don't eat fish.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know those people. I don't even think I want to know those people. So if you like seafood like Howard and I do, you can give them a call at 341-0734, or you can WhatsApp them at 822-6180. 822-6180.
They got crab meat in there to make some crab salad.
Crab meat
and
too. Watch it. Listen. This,
they got tuna in there. They got tuna cuts.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's good.
You're just
there, right?
Spitting out all these different things. Let me tell the people.
You know what I think? What you
let
do?
Let me tell.
Every time I go somewhere, then you go behind me and say, you know what? You also do some advertisement here.
That sounds like a plan.
I think that's what you do.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Oh, you thought you said that's what I should do.
I go to these. I know where these places are. I go here.
Yes, yes. Okay. Do you also know that you can get lobster tails?
Yes, I do.
New York strip beefsteak.
Yes, I saw them have steak there.
Single rack of lamb.
I didn't know they had rack of lamb.
They got the 6-ounce salmon.
Oh, you wilding out right now.
Mahi. Two mahis. They got mahi.
You're supposed to just want one.
Ask them if they give you a discount. Half of mahi.
Half
give me 1/64th of mahi.
Just give me mahi.
So you get mahi and the mahi.
They just come together, mister.
They get crack chicken.
I didn't know they had cracked chicken.
Yes. They.
I thought you cracked your own chicken.
No. They crack it for you? They used to have sober chicken. Now they got cracked chicken.
No, this is a lot.
So, yeah. So, you got cracked chicken. You got snow crab clusters. You got calamari. You know what calamari is?
Do they have snow bunnies?
No. You go up north for them, Texas.
How? You're wilding out, sir.
You know what calamari is, man. Tell me what calamari is.
I enjoy calamari.
Tell me what calamari. Now, I say calamari.
No.
It's a calamari.
People haven't drinking calamari from 1998.
That's some headache wine, but
1998.
I said, no, but even look at that. Nitrine.
Yeah.
We get busted right up with some nitrine.
Talk about these people.
I'm trying to tell you, I see you there with your mouth salivating with me. And I say, when I say nitrine, I say, what? In a cup.
I had a friend who was in high school with me.
Yes.
Right? We was in the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And He used to bring nitrine to school.
In the ninth grade.
In the ninth grade. And it wasn't for display. He was soaking wet in the ninth grade. He's now given his life to Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. And we give God praise for that. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Well,
because he would have.
You don't want to take communion. You don't want to take communion at his church.
Woo.
So you got calamari. You got snuffleupagus. Yes, very good.
And you know what? When my wife and I go out in the evening, mm-hmm. she's like, turn me on to these things. She's like, have you ever tried this?
My wife turns you on.
Yeah, all the time. She's like, have you ever tried this? I was like, baby, we don't eat these things. Like, mm-hmm. She's like, take a little. And she shoved it in my mouth. I said, oh, this is nice.
Wait a second.
Sir, I'm talking about the calamari. Okay. Let's just keep going.
Okay, good. So you got snapper filet, whole chicken. You got lump crab.
Lump crab?
Yep. And that's my crab or lump.
Is after the fight?
Yeah, lumpy crab. Yes, got lump crab. And you got, did I tell you about shrimp? They got a bunch of shrimp now. They got shrimp.
My wife and I always in there because they take credit cards.
Yes.
It's one time when they initially got there, they didn't take credit cards. And mm-hmm. then they start doing well. They do really well.
They're doing amazing.
They got all your coolers when you walk inside there. The coolers across amazing. The string. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice place.
Hey, listen here, ladies and gentlemen. Place. Just like you heard how we are talking about Bahamian Seafood Connection. This is no joke. You need to go down there. Yeah. If you got a mom or dad or you got a family member, your aunts or your uncles, grandparents or whatever, do something different. You can go ahead and just go to the food store and get your same old thing, which you always get. But go down there, buy a nice bag of something, spend, let's just say, I don't know, $25, $30, maybe spend $100, $150. Get yourself stocked up on some nice seafood. It's nice, it's healthy,
but
it's
not just
fresh.
Seafood, because you just said lamb there.
Yeah.
And steak there.
Yeah, oh yeah, and all the meats. So I'm glad you said and get all the
no
meats.
No rice for
want.
Me.
No rice for me, that's what I'm trying to say.
All the meats.
So go check out Bahamian Seafood Connection. Where are they located? They're located on Fire Trail Road, and if you're heading west on Fire Trail Road, that's heading towards Gladstone Road, immediately after you pass Epic Battery, you will see them on the right-hand side, and they're in the Orange Plaza, and it's called Fire Trail West Plaza. Phone number, 822-6180, 822-6180.
They got great stuff in there.
341-0734, 341-0734. Let them know Howard and I were talking about them and how much we love them and how great the group and the snap and all them different things is, and go get yourself some of them.
You know what? I can say this. It's easier sometimes to go in there, pick up your stuff, and walk out as opposed to, because I like fresh food. I mm-hmm. like fresh seafood.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I go down to Montague, to mm-hmm. my people down there in Montague. But when I go there, you know, you got to start, you know, negotiating. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Yeah. Everyone.
This group across what?
Yeah.
Man gave me two of them. So sometimes you win then, but you want clean the grouper and cut it up the same time. Now you got to pay more again.
Yeah. And you have to pay for the profanity.
You got to pay for that.
Yeah, because those guys didn't place you right out.
It's essential.
You're wasting my time. I'll beat you up.
Not all the time now. Now don't make it seem indecent.
No, they don't curse all the time. Only when their mouths are moving. Candid security. Howard, you got good security down there when I come here every time in these days.
Stop. Downstairs.
Yeah, sign in the book.
Oh, I thought you
were going to Howard.
I thought you was.
Yeah. So security is very important. My client.
Stop. In the name of
In the name of the show. Listen, yeah, Howard. Candid security. Candid security. Can you say candid security?
I can.
Go ahead and meet you.
Candid security.
Do you know where they're located?
No, I have no idea.
Well, I gotta learn you this. They is Polaris Drive in Freeport. You from Freeport?
Aren't they hidden?
No, you can find. They were hidden.
Did you get it?
Now, yes,
it was
candid.
It was a good one.
They're not candid anymore.
Okay, go ahead.
They're now, and they're in Freeport. And you're supposed to be from Freeport. You tell them, but you know so much about Freeport.
Candid
and you
don't know
candid security.
In Freeport?
You know a place called Polaris Drive?
Of course they know Polaris Drive.
Okay, then. They're right there on Polaris Drive in Freeport. And if you in Nassau, they ain't come Michael Road. Now, everyone deserves real safety and to feel safe.
So they started in Freeport.
Now, that's a good question. I don't know where they originated.
I remember Candid Security from Freeport.
Okay, then. Now you're okay, that's good then. But let me tell a couple people about them, and then we can go ahead and chat about them for a second. Like I said, everyone deserves to feel safe. And for those companies who value safety, they all pick up the phone and they call Candid Security. Candid Security provides businesses with properly trained security guards dedicated to protecting your property. Now, these guides are properly vetted and trained to handle situations that need desperate de-escalating. Because you know a lot of situations kind of like turn into something big because there's nobody there to say, hey, listen here. Hey, y'all, you guys calm down and everything. Go ahead, talk to me.
I gotta laugh. Go ahead. I try to.
No, don't.
Okay. I like the scenario that you put. But let's start
okay,
over.
Okay.
Start
okay.
over. Let me hear the scenario. What you put on the table. Let me hear it.
So you're walking down.
When you need like great what was the word you used? Like,
De-escalating. I Google that, right? ChatGPT. That's me. I get that. I use that in my Scrabble.
So Candid Security.
Yes, Candid Security.
Helps us de-escalate problems.
Yes. Hey.
Should one Candid Security come with each marriage in this country so we can de-escalate any rows? Hold on. Howard. Calm down. Let that one go, all right? Let that one go.
So you and your wife have a disagreement at home,
I guess. Like Candid Security.
Then your security's there on the side. Howard,
do they check my kids' bag before they get in the house?
Yeah, they do everything.
I like
this
security.
This is a wonderful security to say, I love Howard, lower your voice. You're putting the bus in. Candid Security.
I like Candid Security.
Your wife like say, get your own down plate of food. Candid Security steps in. Hey,
let's de-escalate this.
Right now. Get him a plate of food.
Get him a plate of food. Dad, I'm not cleaning up this room.
You heard me freaking say, if you don't get ya.
Is this what Candid Security does?
Candid Security.
I love this.
And this is a wonderful company.
Diversifying what we thought security was all about. Now they secure in every aspect of our lives.
Candid Security.
I like
we'll
this.
Put you in the headlock till you get the point.
They should be at churches also.
You already throwing $2 in this collection? Get over here!
Big man. What in this pocket? What
you can't in this pocket? Don't try that. Just give me your PIN code. Candid Security. Building relationships.
You ain't going to talk about property, man. Stop it. You got me crying in this chair.
Do you want to change
right
of God?
Stop it. Leave these people alone. Go ahead. Yeah. So, it wasn't me. It was Ian. Go
I'm
ahead.
Serious. Okay, Howard, be serious. Howard, you're an adult.
He Googled Howard, I de-escalate. And he incorporated that.
Yes.
In the pitch for you. So you need to talk to him, all right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, praise God.
Candid Security. We're back on track now. Get it together. Candid Security realizes that issues can arise any old time. And sometimes the right people are not in place to ensure problem solving. At Candid Security Company, they offer mobile patrols and armed car services for businesses, transforming huge sums of cash. Companies put their trust in Candid Security because why? Their impeccable track record. So whether you have clients out there who just need the proper security that they need with a man guard, you can give them a call.
I think I know the head of Candid Security because I'm sitting here thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know.
You think you know him?
One of the principals. Yes.
Okay, then that's cool. Then well, so that's why you put your trust inside them. Ah, so these guys, man, they go overboard
to
protect.
I can go on a limb. Is it Macintosh? It's not Macintosh.
I don't want you to go no further on no limb. Stay right there. Stay on the.
Okay, go ahead.
Stay on the trunk of the tree. So right there. So look at what I'm going to tell you, man. So I've spoken to a couple of their clients, and they brag about how reliable the security company is. That's nothing.
Security is essential in the city now.
It is definitely.
We make fun of it and poke fun of it, but the truth of the matter is that when you're going out here, there are so many persons, whether you go into little small mom-and-pop stores, and you want to be able, you can't be a convenience store and you're closing at 5 o'clock. That's inconvenient, right? So the truth is that for you to be able to be open at the 11 o'clock hour, open at the midnight hour, you need to have proper security. You need to be able to take significant consideration because that's where your money come from.
Wow.
I needed Infamil.
Yes.
I needed baby pampers at 11:30.
Right.
And I can't get that nowhere else.
Wow.
But because you
have,
in here,
another company has security,
they
can stay a little bit longer.
All you had was a little small bat and walking around the store like Menace to Society. Remember that?
Yeah, said, yeah.
Hurry up and buy.
Yes. But if you have proper security, like I'm trying to say, like, you know.
Get yourself some proper security.
Get yourself proper security, yeah. And like I said, this company goes overboard to protect and secure everything that they transport. So whether it's in the aviation or maritime industry, you're in the restaurant, hotel, or companies catering to the financial sector.
That is make me upset you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We live in this quote-unquote big city.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ride around 11 o'clock, everything's shut down.
I know.
The gas station is make all of your money in the night.
Wow.
All.
Note to self. Open up service station.
Okay. They sell a chicken and all. People say, oh, you see my family come down here and say, where we can go eat? Somebody say, go to this gas station. And I can go to the gas station and get
but the security. But they have security at the gas station.
But and this is 5 o'clock in the day.
You still need security at the gas station. Jesus. Listen here. People want to know what the number is for Candace Security. Howard, write this down, please. In Freeport, 352-5499. 352-5499. Or in Nassau, 361-5499. 361-5499. So go down there, give them a call. That's Candid Security in Nassau and in Freeport. Plus, Howard, this is a great time. If you're an individual right now who may have a clean police record and you have good work ethics, why not go in for an interview and see if you can be a part of the incredible team of guards that they have down there? So it's a great job opportunity available at Candid Security. They're always bringing on new individuals because the company is growing, like you said, and they're bringing on new companies and businesses to protect. So they are looking for qualified people to come and join their team. So that's Candid Security.
They do 24 hours, right?
Yeah. All different types of security in that aspect.
So whatever your requirement is for security, they can provide you security for that.
They can provide you security. Very good. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just so happy to talk about them. I've been spoken about them for a while, but security is very important.
What about if you were, let's say you had a big client coming down.
Mm-hmm.
From wherever.
You mean like bodyguard service?
Yeah, do they offer
that? Wow, that's something I've got to find out myself. I'm not sure about that, but that's a good question, though. That's a bodyguard service. Hey, man, listen, yeah, Candid Security, you guys listening? Howard, he might need a bodyguard, you know?
No, I'm just saying, because, you know, we got some people coming down, they want to do business, but they won't be secured.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever the case
may be. I've had many people call me on things like that, but there was another company that I used to deal with, but I'm not sure if they offer that type of bodyguard service, but that's something I will definitely check into. That's a wonderful thing. How are we looking on time? Because I know you soon go to a break or something.
Give me 2 minutes and then
okay, good. Shoe Depot has two locations. They're located in Golden Gates Plaza. You know what Golden Gates Plaza is? That's right there where Super Value is. And they have a second location in the Palmdale Plaza. That's right there where Starbucks and Subway is and the Bible Bookstore. They're right there in Palmdale. So when I say you can find all the shoes you want for back to school, for boys and girls, that's exactly what you're going to find at Shoe Depot. And Shoe Depot has thousands of school shoes and tons of styles that your kids will just go crazy over. Not to mention they got new arrivals.
The first thing you should have said is affordable.
Well, I'm going to go. They're definitely affordable. That's happening right now. They're affordable and they're long lasting. So that's what it is. Something can just be affordable.
Kids don't want to hear long lasting.
Parents want to hear long lasting. Parents want to hear affordable. Kids want to hear cool.
Yeah.
Kids want to hear cool. Yeah. And that's why I'm saying that they have so many different styles of shoes to choose from. And they're so cool. And what's happening here right now? Yes, thank you very much. I love getting mail on the radio. But that's something else, but you know you're off the chain when you get mail on the radio. So kids go crazy over all the selection that they have down there. Need school shoes for preschoolers all the way up to high schoolers, not to mention those hard-to-find sizes for toddlers. Well, Shoe Depot has them. So when you're looking for the shoes that your kids like, because some of them like the fasteners, some of them like traditional lace-up shoes, some of them like the ones with the buckles and or the Velcro, they have them all down there in all the sizes and colors. Even people have been asking about those hard to find brown shoes. Shoe Depot has them. So go check them out. Like I said, two locations, Golden Gate Plaza and Palmdale Plaza. Let me give you a phone number right now, 323-2240, or you can WhatsApp them at 359-0400. Gonna take a break?
Yeah, let me take a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back with Ian right after this from Direct Marketers.
The Foundation
with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. Summer may be ending, but the party is just getting started at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss our Summerfest All-Star Bahamian Concert on Saturday, August 17th at the Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater. Enjoy electrifying performances by Abby, Sweet Emily, Elon Moxie, The Mighty Pencil, Chad Cawley and the VIPs, Lottie, and more. Best of all, it's free. Gates open at 4 p.m. Show starts at 6 p.m. Grab your crew, bring your vibes, and let's end this summer in true, true Bahamian style.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation Small Business Thursday here, sitting with none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Market, is telling us all about Seafood Connection, Candid Security, and Shoe Depot. Ian, what else you got on the table?
Well, I'm still here with talking about Shoe Depot. That's a wonderful thing. And people have been asking me about the shoes that come with buckles. Like I said, they carry the shoes with fasteners and traditional lace-up shoes and buckles and Velcro, all the sizes, and they have them in black and brown.
Well, why would you emphasize the shoes that come with buckles?
Because some people just like, the kids like the shoes with the buckles, you know? Everyone don't like the lace-up shoes. That's what you're trying to say.
You know, the first thing that came to my mind.
I could imagine like one of those.
Like the big buckle?
Like the back layer, yeah. Yeah.
Like a leprechaun.
Like a leprechaun, yeah. But some of those shoes were dope back in the day.
Only because you amplified it.
No, but some of those shoes were dope back in the days. That's what
dope?
I'm saying.
Dope?
Yeah. They were fresh.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Don't break dance in here.
I ain't gonna break dance, not inside. This
Go place, ahead.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. Howard, what else do I want to tell you? Shoe Depot is a humongous selection of school bags. So whether it's backpacks, wheelies, lunch bags, whatever you're looking for, you're going to find down there. They also got the plain
all
bags.
All the characters for the babies?
And for the characters. You just jumped right there in it. All the cartoon characters for the little ones.
Yeah, because my baby then son decide he feel like he do big for Paw Patrol. He's 5 now. Mm-hmm. So he don't want really Paw Patrol no more. Mm-hmm. And he's moved away from Bluey and all those things. But he likes SpongeBob.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to do something about that. But it's a great thing. You can get SpongeBob down there, too. All the characters. All the characters. Now, recently, Howard, they've discounted those Toto backpacks. Everybody been asking for them. Right now, you can save up to $20. They were $58. Now, they're just $32.99. You're saving $20. Go down there for them Toto backpacks. And make sure your kids are prepared just in case the weather changes up. You can purchase them umbrellas and raincoats to keep them nice and dry and warm. Isn't that nice?
I like it.
Okay, good. Individuals who possess digital vouchers from social services, no worries. They accept them at Shoe Depot as well. Now, Shoe Depot carries a huge line of work shoes for those in hospitality, healthcare, uniform service, people who work in the warehouse, and construction workers. They come in the slip-resistant and the steel-toe shoes. How would you like to wear steel-toe shoes?
No.
Okay, well, don't worry about that.
Still, my father likes those things. I don't like that.
Well, yeah, you don't have a hard thing job like that. And they have all these unbelievable prices. So nowhere else you'll find a larger selection of Skechers, including the new Skechers, what they call the slip-ins, with the memory foam. They have them all down there in men's sizes up to size 14. So join Shoe Depot's Rewards Club, and you can join it for free. That's what I wanted to let you guys know. Join it for free, and you can save every time you shop. And it gives you access to all the exclusive specials and deals. And you can also go online to ShoeDepotBahamas.com. That's where you want to go.
www.
No, only one shoe.
Can you say shoe like 16 times?
I know. I stammer sometimes. Yes. So you go to ShoeDepotBahamas.com. I wonder if people know how to spell Depot. Depot is D-E-P-O-T. Because it tells some people don't know how to spell Depot. So you go to Shoe Depot,
well, tell S-H-O-E, them what it is, then. Depot.
D-E-P-O-T, Bahamas.com. ShoeDepotBahamas.com. And you can dial 323-2240, 323-2240. That's for Shoe Depot. And if you want to WhatsApp them, 359-0400, 359-0400. And that's Shoe Depot. How you feel about all them things I just finished telling you about, Howard?
I like that.
You serious?
Yeah. Things, no, I'm a man maturing, so the first
yes,
thing I
yes,
think...
Yes, 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 yes. Any more children in the pipeline?
Well, you know, the pipeline is still fertile. I just be very, very clear about that.
Abort pipeline. No, abort.
No, sir.
Not abort now, abort. Sorry, pipeline. What, listen.
Once you... take your little situation, then you ain't got no problem.
Patch again, get D-I-N yet. Patch again, get D-I-N yet. My wife using it. She want D-I-N. Give me D-I-N. But how does look funny when he do any face?
I got to laugh at you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I got to laugh at you. You just get like deep into the... What you doing right now? Oh, Jesus God.
Okay, Howard, you challenged me to a dance contest. Let's see, Howard. Yeah, you know you let your song there. I born as a bedroom bully. Go ahead, Howard. Bedroom bully. Look, Howard. Yeah, look, Howard. Rifle walk. Right, look at Howard. You only see Howard here. Howard is carrying on. Get them, Howard.
Nice.
Get them.
No.
Show them what you... Oh, look at Howard.
That's Reggie. Get them, Reggie.
Get them, Howard.
Get them, Reggie.
Show them what you work. Look at Howard. Hey, Howard like this bedroom bully, boy.
Shabaranks, please call the radio station.
This
even Shabaranks.
That's good for this busy signal, boy.
Busy signal store Shabaranks also. All two of y'all need to give Shabba money.
Hey, listen here, ladies and gentlemen. Bam. You need, you want to have a better relationship. You want to have a better relationship, intimate relationship. You want to get yourself the bully pills. They're $55 for a bottle of 6 all-natural pills. So you guys out there, it doesn't matter what medication you're on. Blood pressure or diabetes, it won't interfere. You take one pill, 30 minutes to 45 minutes later, you can't on like a real bedroom bully. She will just, I don't know. I can't even imagine. I can't even find the word. The word escapes me. But you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Does it de-escalate anything?
It doesn't de-escalate. It escalates.
It escalates?
Escalator going up.
Candid security for this.
Escalator going up. And it's going down right now. Listen here. It stays in your system for about 3 to 4 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you're going to see the difference. I have guys from in early 20s all the way up to late 70s. They take them and they just love it. You only need one pill. Drink some water. Everything.
Late 70s?
Late 70s.
I had a man. I'm sure he was 83.
I think I met up a guy that age right.
That's the old man who called you and asked
you. Yes, he did call. Yes, he did call.
I have
Bahamian women call. You all right? Jamaican women call.
And then
call.
He get there and low. He said,
I have.
Hey, listen.
You and I was doing some good stuff.
You get any more of them things?
You say, Harold, you get the Niagara? I see it's not a Niagara myth. It's called a bully pill.
He can bring
but
the starch.
None of them things.
He can bring the starch.
He can bring the starch. Not looking at the starches. Get things so stiff.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, look at you, man. Listen, get yourself a bully pill. If, you know, you're a guy out there and you're not performing like you used to maybe in your early 20s and 30s, and you say, you know what? You're not dead. You're not completely dead or whatever it is. This is going to revive. This is going to awake that sleeping giant. I have so many guys calling. I also have women calling for their men. So I want you to give me a call at 552-0212. That's 552-0212.
That's a hard conversation to hit.
It is a hard conversation. No pun intended.
With your significant other as a woman, that you still feel youthful, you still feel your vitality.
Yes.
And men with their pride don't want to be able to acknowledge that this is the problem.
And guess what? You got some men I sleep on the couch. Or some of them go to bed late, so then they don't have to be confronted with the conversation of intimacy because it's just not happened. You might be willing. You know, your mind is willing.
This is a heavy conversation.
This is a deep conversation. That's why we're not laughing and making any of our things.
But let me tell you
things.
Why. Because sometimes I dread the day of the introduction of these pills that can be able to assist a man in our society.
You need to be happy that you have lived enough to the point that if something goes awry, because you might have medical complications.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. Why I say is this. Because in our society, there was succession. That you know that... You are a strong man, you are a big man, and all these things, and that you had your children, so forth and so on. And when your member don't start working no more, then you start to pack up your things. Well, right. You know, it's time for me to leave.
Yeah.
I'm about to die soon. So you start to fold up your things and get your will in order. But this thing here, this has really revived vitality in men.
Definitely, definitely.
And some of these men don't know when to leave now.
Nah, you know what I'm talking about. Right? You know.
So NIB have a problem with that.
NIB has a problem. What problem they have?
And they just fellas ain't getting nowhere. They still, no, I got a lot of living to do.
Listen,
I got a lot of things to do.
I got a guy yesterday bought 3 bottles. He's from the island.
He need to stock that. He's taking it home and stocking it up.
No, yeah, he probably stock it up and everything. You have some guys out there.
He just need once a quarter.
Listen, I got some guys out there, little 40, 50 year olds, whatever. Sometimes they check them, they little thing, right? And you can't service that female the way you would like to, and if she comes across another gentleman in her age category and stuff, listen, you're setting yourself up to get, I can use the old word, roach. You get roach or something like that.
Yeah, but this
she'll be right there, whatever that is.
For me, I'm not an advocate of penile philanthropy, okay? Your distribution of your situation all over the place. But I'm just simply saying that the idea of being able to revive a man, especially if you in a relationship, locked into a marriage, and this has been one of the things that you've put aside. Well, you know, we don't do nothing no more.
Yeah.
But your wife quietly had desires.
That's what I'm trying to say. She had 3 sisters last week came to see me, and I just introduced it to them. And not just one of the sisters. She's the only one who married, but she don't do them things. How you know? And it's just so, it's a little bit unfair that men reach their sexual peak before women, but women can go a longer time, especially if a man, you know, is not able to do that physically. So now the man's inadequacies has now forced the female, that woman, to take a vow of celibacy early and not by her choice.
Yeah.
Just because
by
circumstances. And then she might say, you know what, and I ain't really the kind of I'm not gonna go out there and explore something else.
But if you revive yourself,
Christian woman.
If you revive yourself, you'll see that she's a willing participant.
Yes. Listen, I've done some research and one of the main things along with bad financial keeping in a relationship would cause to the decline of a relationship or the end of it is the intimacy, you know. So the intimacy plays a huge part along with finances and stuff like that, because the kids are gone and everything now. What do we have left? Just looking up each other's face? You have nothing in common. I mean, you could, only so much gardening you could do.
Well, intimacy is complex. Intimacy is more than just...
I know. It's more than just a physical
sex.
You
got to hold a woman and kiss her, talk to her, communicate,
watch a movie together. I understand. But then somebody else won that part. What if you met, you had a woman with a high sex drive? Or even you were a person with a high sex drive. Or you both were high sex driven people. Now, because of that situation, now it's at a home team, nil. Visiting team, 36. Hey, listen, your man, we going too deep with this. Howard, these people one day vibe hard. These guys, stop joking around. Stop making excuses.
But this, give me that conversation wasn't for men. They know what they want. But there's some men
conversation for women too. Women, give me a call here.
Okay, right, that's it.
Give me a call and get it for your guy and say, honey, I bring this for you. Take this. Oh Lord, please take it. Here, see the water here. Drink it. Horseback it. Yeah.
Horseback
this. 552-0212. 552-0212. Get yourself a bottle of the Bully Pills. It's $55 for a bottle of 6. It's all natural. You don't worry about nothing.
Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back
right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Get ready to celebrate Independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Choose from our classic flame grilled beef version or indulge in a crispy chicken breast topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, cheese, and our special tropical sauce. Both come with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation perfect for sip. Remember to top off your Independence King Combo with a delicious guava sundae or the new guava ice shaker, available only at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, sitting here with none other than Ian Thomas. Ian, my brother, tell us what you got. You tell us the bedroom bully.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's premature.
Hey, that's a good one. I feel like it's premature.
You see, did there. Yeah, because you normally wait till the end.
I just impromptu. Sorry. Hey, listen here. Melissa Sears spoke about them now. Woo! Been speaking about them for weeks right now. Listen, it's not too late. And I heard that the VAT-free weekend for the back to school?
Yeah, sometime in August. I can't remember. I think it's coming.
It's coming up in about 2 weeks or so, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong, somebody just
Howard.
Right, Howard.
How the hell I got that?
No, I just want your phone to be blown up with a bunch of unnecessary messages.
Yeah, my number is 552.
Oh, wait a minute, you little sneaky guy, you. I heard that number before. Hey, listen here, Melissa Sears. This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time to go to Melissa Sears.
It's the best time.
It's the best of the best. So if you was a parent, godparent, grandparent, aunt, uncles, because all these people is get you in back to school, getting ready, and you guys want to save money, I beg you, there's no other uniform place to go to than Melissa Sears with the best prices on the island that you can definitely afford. Remember, Melissa Sears is known for offering customers significant discounts on getting their kids ready for back to school. And Melissa Sears has two locations. They are the Mall at Marathon and where else? You got it straight.
East Street. Okay, so all I'm saying is waiting for you to start the fishing.
I ain't saying nothing else. They got two locations, East Street and Mall at Marathon.
Okay, good.
Why? Because they carry the best quality and prices when it comes to school uniforms, like I've said a million times. And I counted, because when I was on 997 and 1,531, I started counting, and I've said this, Melissa Sears has the best prices when it comes to back to school and getting all your uniforms. So they got the highest quality and the best selection of school uniforms for every school in the Bahamas. You're going to save so much money.
And they're systematic, too. I just want to say that.
Yes.
People don't understand what I mean by that. Go ahead. They're systematic. You get in there. You identify what you want. You're assisted with that. You move right out.
Great people to serve you.
That's it.
Extremely attentive. And they got jumpers and skirts and shirts, socks, school, pants, and ribbons. Wow. So you get jumpers and skirts, shirts, socks, school pants and ribbons. You got everything down there. Long and short pants they got down there. Not to mention, you don't have to take your clothing anywhere to the laundry and pay those exorbitant prices.
She's still doing that.
No.
That's big.
No, because they have brought in a press machine, and now you have the ability to go ahead and give them your stuff after you order it. Now, there's going to be a little wait because a lot of people want to use this service, and they can have it pressed for you for a small, minuscule price.
Yeah, because guess what? Some of these children don't know how to iron. I just want to be decent.
I used to iron all my stuff. I get a big burn on my chest from that as a little kid trying to iron my stuff.
Oh,
yeah, iron. As a kid. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say
is, I thought you was laying down on the iron bowl.
No. I thought ironing was cool. I thought ironing was cool, you know. So I used to like to iron all my stuff.
We used to take pride in it. You got your Stay Flow starch, you got all these particular things.
Your Niagara.
Right? Your Niagara. You use that to be able to make sure yourself
you look fresh.
You're fresh up in school and stiff.
No, I think a lot of kids still do it. All the cool dudes and all the cool girls.
Yeah, but a lot of these kids now, I see them don't know how to keep a pleat in their skirts.
Oh.
So you got to be able to show them where the pleat is first. Sometimes, you know, the first time you buy the skirts, uh-huh, or the first time you buy your pants, they may not necessarily have the pleat where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you go ahead and you
what Melissa says is offering is excellent.
Wow.
So now they at least could be able to trace from here on and follow the pattern, and you ain't got to come at 4 and 5 different pleat lines.
I'm so happy that Melissa Sears has your approval. I mean, this is what they opened up the company about. They said, hey, everybody, gather around. We just want to make sure Howard is happy, how we have operations going here. Anyone seen Howard's face lately? He says, move the building. Call the landlord. Tell him we out of this
place. Don't say we're south anymore. Howard doesn't like that. Okay, good.
Hey, listen, you man, go check them out. Like I said, if you guys don't see what you want, just ask any of the salespeople down there. They're going to take care of you. It's just another fabulous add-on with that press machine to separate them from the rest. You can find the uniform you're looking for, like I said, for every school in the Bahamas. And if you don't see something in stock, hey, they can go ahead and put it together for you. Not to mention, they have in-store seamstresses and tailors to go ahead and fix those blouses and jumpers and pants to the proper size so you don't look like a clown and it's all hanging off of you and everything.
I saw a notice out to say that girls' skirts supposed to be 2 inches below their knee.
Yes, yes, yes.
And boys are not to be wearing makeup.
Boys are wearing makeup?
This is wild. I read it on the paper. It's like boys wearing makeup. This is wild. But you know what? If they don't know they shouldn't wear makeup, I'm hoping that you told them. You should also put on that paper, or maybe they should do this at the supermarket, men shouldn't wear silk caps outside.
Wow. So they're wearing makeup with silk caps.
You know how the girls just have their...
Yeah, I seen that. I seen some guys
do that. I see guys wearing that.
Okay, then. Guys, we got to have a conversation.
No, it's a serious conversation.
And these are high school kids.
Yeah.
Could they go to the school of Boy George?
I know. You know what? And no one says anything to them. Because it's nothing to talk about. Sir... Your pink, what's it called? The silk cap?
The silk cap.
You shouldn't be wearing your mother's silk cap. Someone should say that.
And he say, boy, how did I just get my hair do? And now my face beat? You talking about no cap? Girl, don't make me. I'll vet you one.
I didn't expect that. Okay.
Hey, take off that rumper.
It's a onesie. Stop it.
It's a onesie. Who ran the world, girls?
And me. Trust me. I am not too.
Are you serious, man? Hey, look here, man. Look here. Go to
Melissa Says. You wild enough today.
Go to Melissa Says. And just let them know, hey, listen, you're Howard and Ian say, we must come here because we want some good deals on back to school. Phone number 322-7347, 322-7347.
I love
Melissa Says, man, go check them out. Howard, EcoFlow Delta Pro, what it is.
I sat down there and I thought about that last night.
Mm-hmm.
There's some information that came across that says...
You really got to find something to do at home. You're sitting at home thinking about a generator.
No, I am.
You are? Go ahead. Tell me this intriguing story.
I'm sitting there thinking about, because I was about to make a call.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody who actually does the panels.
Yeah. Oh, solar panels.
Locally. Yeah. The solar panels.
Yeah.
They do it locally.
Mm-hmm.
So they construct it. And I was just about to call him last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about you.
Listen. Well, I know you thought about me promoting with that. Yeah. Yes. No Diddy. Yeah. Listen. EcoFlow Delta Pro. I got to tell you this.
I didn't have on my silk cap.
No, I'm on your silk cap.
And my face was in pink.
You just had on your duster as you sashayed across the room.
No,
Call EcoFlow Delta Pro.
You got to get yourself
a portable generator. The phone number, quickly, 327-4504.
I was too comfortable last night. I think, let me tell you how this started.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in my bed,
mm-hmm.
and the air conditioner was on. My wife was already, because I sleep with the air conditioner and the fan.
Uh-huh.
I need the fan for noise.
Yeah.
I don't need the cool,
because
the room cool, but I can't sleep if I don't hear the
humming, yeah.
I just need the white noise, mm-hmm. right? So I got the fan there. So I set myself up and I sat on the bed. I said, Lord, I give you praise that this air conditioner on tonight. Jesus, if there's air conditioner cut off, what I can do? Lisa, because I don't have the...
No.
I told you I didn't get...
I'm trying to tell you. And so many people have been asking that. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be in a predicament like Howard where he's sitting down.
I wasn't in a predicament.
No, you're in the predicament of thinking about it.
Yeah.
And the more that you...
And I don't want to anticipate it.
Yeah. The more that you faster on it, then you can bring it to reality.
My God, so you said I can manifest the thing.
You can manifest it, boy. He say, Jesus, look here. He say, you know what? God see you with a portable generator.
That's what they said to me.
Touch the person next to you and say, portable generator. Portable generator.
Portable generator.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. EcoFlow Delta Pro. I'm so happy
This is the sermon now.
This is the sermon.
Let me hear this.
No, I ain't going to go to the sermon. Let me hear the sermon. Howard, man, please, man, let the people know. We have to let them know how important it is. If you live on the family islands, if you live right here, and electricity always goes down, you don't want to be at the mercy of the power company. You need a portable generator.
I do.
Prices as low as $335 all the way up to $4,224. It's easy.
It's affordable.
It has a strong lithium battery that lasts for about 7 to 8 hours.
The same one
in
the Tesla.
Yeah, the same kind that the Tesla has in their electric vehicles. So you know you have that security and safety.
You can plug it right into the house.
Plug it straight into the house.
You ain't got to worry about
You don't need no tank. You don't need no diesel, no nothing.
You don't need no bread, no bread.
You don't need nothing.
No meat, no meat.
No meat, no meat. Just getting that beat.
Okay.
That funky beat. You take that. You take it, you plug it into it, you get your card, right, John? And you chuck it in the wall, right?
Chuck it in the wall?
Yeah, and John, you get the power from the electricity coming out your wall, it charge up your wipe, you put it on the side, and then when electricity go off, you all ain't gonna psych me. Boom, I yuck up all my, on my wipe them tap, my phone on, my TV, my fan, my fridge, even my air conditioner, daddy.
Every time I hear, Daddy White speak like this,
uh-huh.
I think to myself, do people actually speak like this?
Yes, it's called Bahamian Ebonics.
I've never met these people, you know.
Hey, you need to meet them.
I am totally entertained by Daddy White. And I said, I've never met one of these people.
Listen, I meet these people all the time.
Where do you go, sir? I'm hoping that you have your EcoFlow Delta Pro.
I have my EcoFlow Delta Pro, ladies and gentlemen.
Because if the current go off around there.
I know. Hey, listen, someone asked me for the phone number, Howard. What phone number is it again? Okay, here we go. EcoFlow Delta Pro generators, portable generators, 558-5152. That's George's number. The number to the store is 327-4504. 327-4504. 327-4504. Get yourself it. It's upgradable. It's upgradable so you can add more devices to it so you can have more power. If you have a house, an apartment, an Airbnb, no matter what you have.
Somebody just texted me, how much is EcoFlow Delta Pro? Tell them.
The price is $335. That's a starting price all the way up to $4,224, and that's VAT included. You're going to be so happy. It's going to change your entire life. Like I said, your television is now on. Your refrigerator.
Your wife will
fan,
never allow you
your
again.
Your microwave. No, nobody won't be in no hot house. And especially.
And you don't even need the bedroom bully after this.
And especially if you have.
He's looking right up to your EcoFlow.
Howard, especially if you're dealing with someone with a medical issue and they might have a medical device, now it can be plugged in and you don't have to worry when the electricity goes off.
Thank you, my brother.
I tell you, man, Howard, ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to give me a call about any of these companies you heard me speak about today. My name is Ian Thomas. My phone number is 552-0212. That's 552-0212.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. Thank you so very kindly. Tomorrow we're going to wrap it up for the week and then you're going to see me back here. After so, we're going to have a good conversation tomorrow. I want you guys to dive in. If you still want to be a part of what we're doing, give me a call. 827-0111. That's the show today, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation.
found.